Next week on The Marquee, we've got fake families and high-flying heroes. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston star in the raunchy comedy We're the Millers. A small-time drug dealer is forced to create a fake family to travel to and from Mexico in an RV filled with marijuana. There's not a lot of surprises here. It's your typical R-rated comedy, but there are some solid laughs and a very entertaining Flashdance-style scene, if you get my meaning.
District 9 director Neil Blomkamp returns with the glossier, bigger-budget sci-fi adventure Elysium. Matt Damon stars as a hard-working resident of a polluted, overpopulated Earth who is determined to find a new home on Elysium, a kind of utopian space station for the rich. The story is heavy, and often heavy-handed, but the intense, sometimes shocking action makes up for it.
Logan Lerman returns as Percy Jackson in Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters, the sequel to 2010's Lightning Thief. In this adventure, Percy and his friends must find the Golden Fleece in order to save the Sea of Monsters.
Another one for the young, or just the young at heart, Disney's Planes builds on the world of Pixar's Cars to tell the story of a crop duster with dreams of aerial competition.
Opening at the gateway, in The Hunt, a recent divorcee played by Mads Mikkelsen of NBC's Hannibal is working as a kindergarten teacher and must deal with the ramifications of being accused of molesting one of the children in his care.
The documentary Blackfish explores the dangers involved in keeping killer whales in captivity. Through footage and interviews, it offers an account of the various tragedies caused by the captive creatures to argue that they're best left in the wild.
The documentary The Good Son, the life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini, examines the 1982 WBC lightweight title bout between Ray Boom Boom Mancini and Duke Koo Kim. Mickey Rourke and Modern Family star Ed O'Neill provide their expert opinions.
But for my pick this week, I'll go with Elysium. It isn't the gritty sci-fi surprise that District 9 was, and it's definitely not light summer viewing, but the action and effects make it worth a look.
It's sort of a tough draw between We're the Millers and Elysium. Neither is perfect, but they're both entertaining late summer distractions.
Or if your weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Oblivion. Tom Cruise stars in this post-apocalyptic thriller about a team living on a desolate, uninhabitable Earth, tasked with maintaining the machines that mine the planet's resources. While it does admittedly have its share of plot holes, it's still a striking sci-fi adventure.
Ryan Gosling and Bradley Cooper star in the dull and pretentious film The Place Beyond the Pines. Gosling plays a circus motorcyclist turned bank robber whose poor choices have a tremendous effect on those around him, including that of a rookie cop played by Cooper.
Tree of Life director Terrence Malick's latest drama, To the Wonder, stars Ben Affleck as an American man who falls in love with a Ukrainian woman and brings her back to his home in Oklahoma, only to find that the move transforms their relationship.
In Mud, Matthew McConaughey stars as a fugitive that enlists two boys to help reunite him with the love of his life as he evades capture. Other releases include Disney's animated Robin Hood, The Sword in the Stone, Oliver and Company, the 80s teen classic Lucas starring Corey Haim, Action Jackson, Swamp Thing, and one of my favorite guilty pleasures, Passenger 57 starring Wesley Snipes.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose the 25th anniversary edition release of Disney's Oliver and Company. With its all-star voice cast and a soundtrack full of catchy pop tunes, it's a fun-filled 80s classic.
I'm going to choose Lucas and Passenger 57. One is just very cute and innocent, while the other is the original Die Hard on a Plane, if there is such a thing.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for superhero action and Harvey Weinstein's latest controversy. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
more human than human is our motto.